The justices of the Supreme Court sent some mixed signals today as they struggled to decide whether to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to the multi-billion dollar Purdue Pharma bankruptcy deal. The deal is meant to compensate victims of the highly addictive painkiller OxyContin. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Basically, the issue before the court amounts to a battle between money and principle. On the money side is a bankruptcy deal approved by two lower courts that would provide $8 billion to state and local governments in dealing with the consequences of opioid addiction, as well as providing individual compensation to victims. Funding most of that settlement would be the Sackler family, who owned and ran Purdue Pharma and who agreed to pay $6 billion into the compensation pot. On the principal side are a relatively small number of victims and the U.S. trustee who oversees bankruptcies. They object to the deal because it shields the Sacklers from any further lawsuits and leaves the family with more than half their wealth, even though they were intimately involved in the aggressive and false marketing of OxyContin. Representing the bankruptcy trustee and other objectors, Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon argued that the federal law does not authorize a release from liability for third parties like the Sacklers. That prompted this question from Justice Kagan.
Your position rests on a lot of sort of highfalutin principles of bankruptcy law. But it seems as though the federal government is standing in the way of the huge, huge, huge majority of claimants who have decided that if this provision goes under, they're going to end up with nothing.
Gannon replied there's a reason the Sacklers first offered $4 billion, then upped the ante to $6 billion, and he seemed to suggest a yet better deal is possible if the court vetoes this one. Justice Alito sounded dubious.
As I understand it, the bankruptcy court, the creditors, Purdue, and just about everybody else in this litigation thinks that the Sacklers' funds in spendthrift trusts overseas are unreachable.
Justice Kavanaugh followed up, noting that bankruptcy courts have been approving plans like this for 30 years.
The opioid victims and their families overwhelmingly approve this plan because they think it will ensure prompt payment.
Next up to the lectern was Gregory Garr, representing Purdue Pharma. He told the justices that if they reject the bankruptcy plan,
billions of dollars that the plan allocates for opioid abatement and compensation will evaporate. Creditors and victims will be left with nothing, and lives literally will be lost.
But Justice Kagan raised a verbal eyebrow at that one.
I thought that one of the government's stronger arguments is this idea that there's a fundamental bargain in bankruptcy law, which is you get a discharge when you put all your assets on the table to be divided up among your creditors. And I think everybody thinks that the Sacklers didn't come anywhere close to doing that.
Garr replied that the point of bankruptcy isn't to make life as difficult as possible for the Sacklers. It's to maximize compensation and to fairly and equitably distribute the money to the victims. That point was underlined by lawyer Prateek Shah, representing the victims.
Every one of the creditor constituencies in this case, comprising individual victims and public entities harmed by Purdue, overwhelmingly supports the plan.
Forget a better deal, he told the justices.
Whatever is available from the Sacklers, whether that's $3 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion, $10 billion, there are about $40 trillion in estimated claims. As soon as one plaintiff is successful, that wipes out the recovery for every other victim.
Chief Justice Roberts interjected to note that there are different classes of victims in the case, and some of them want to go forward with holding the Sacklers accountable. Shah replied that in all classes of victims, 96% want to go forward with the plan. So the remaining question is whether a majority of the justices are willing to allow that plan to go forward. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.